The following views and opinions do not necessarily reflect those of Talk 1230 WYTS, its staff, management, or parent company, Clear Channel. Listeners should not use Dr. Kvitko's comments and advice in place of receiving an actual dental exam. Time now for Dentally Speaking on Talk 1230 WYTS with Dr. Brian Kvitko. Call 821-1230. That's 821-1230 to discuss your dental issues. Now here's Dr. Kvitko on Talk 1230 WYTS.
This is Talk 1230 WYTS. Welcome to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko, also known as everything you have always wanted to know about dentistry, but were too numb to ask. Good morning, everyone. I'm Holly Hollingsworth, filling in for Dr. Kvitko here in the studio, but Dr. Kvitko will be with us via phone here in just a couple of moments. Today's topic will be the dental side of NASCAR. Dr. Kvitko actually is, I guess you could say, on a live remote. He's going to be reporting to us live from the Infield Care Center of Watkins Glen Raceway over in Watkins Glen, New York, where the NASCAR Sprint Cup Series race Centurion Boats at the Glen is going to take place today at 2 p.m., weather permitting. Dr. Kvitko has already told us that it's a little rainy over there in Watkins Glen today, but the race will go off, and even more importantly, he will be joined for our show, Dentally Speaking, with Dr. Kvitko, with two members of the NASCAR Medical Liaison team. So we'll be going to Dr. Kvitko in just a moment, but first we do have a couple of announcements for you on this beautiful Sunday morning in Central Ohio. Dr. Kvitko would like to invite you to join him and his staff out at the second annual Dr. Kvitko Golf Classic for the benefit of the Down Syndrome Association of Central Ohio. That's going to take place on Saturday, August the 23rd at 8 a.m. out at Broadview Golf Course on Headley Mill Road in Pataskala. The teams of four for that fundraiser will cost $140, but if you only have two golfers, that is not a problem. You can just be paired up with another two golfers out there. You can call Dr. Kvitko's office for more details on that or to sign up. That phone number is 262-9588. And another announcement for you this morning to raise money as well for the Down Syndrome Association of Central Ohio. Dr. Kvitko will be selling raffle tickets. They are $5 apiece. And the grand prize for this raffle, really neat prize, a continental breakfast plus a behind-the-scenes studio tour and chance to meet local radio personalities Dino Tripodis and Sean Ireland. So the winner will be announced out at the Golf Classic and then again here on the air on Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko on August the 24th. For Dr. Kvitko's question of the day, let's go to him live, the man, the myth, the legend, reporting live from Watkins Glen, New York. Dr. Kvitko and his guests, they are live in the Infield Care Center of Watkins Glen Raceway. Good morning, Dr. Kvitko. How are you?
I'm good, Holly. How are you?
Doing very well. It's beautiful here. I wish you had some of the Central Ohio weather over there in New York. It might bode better for the race out there today.
Yeah, maybe it'll make its way here. I don't know, but let's hope.
I'm certainly hoping so. Would you introduce your guests who are joining you today, and maybe you can speak with them and talk with them a little bit about your question of the day today as well?
Oh, that's right, that's right. Well, maybe I'll do the question of the day because I'm afraid I'll get sidetracked.
Okay. Sounds great.
In the last 6 years, how many NASCAR drivers have sustained a dental injury during a race? And we mean the Sprint Cup, we mean Nationwide, and the Craftsman Truck Series, all included.
Okay, and you said the last 6 years, correct? That's the time frame we're talking about.
Okay, and the number for people to call in with their guesses is 821-1230, and you can also email a guest to dentallyspeaking on talk1230@yahoo.com. All right, well, here I am with, I'm proud to be with, two women, two nurses who make up the medical liaison team, the NASCAR medical liaison team, Denise Meeks, RN, TNCC, which stands for trauma nurse. She is the senior manager of the medical liaison team. She's been with NASCAR for 6 years, has been a nurse for 20 years. And then also with us is Lori Sampson. She is also an RN and trauma nurse. And she's been with NASCAR for 5 years, and she's been a nurse for 27. So good morning, ladies.
Good morning.
Good morning.
And I wanted to tell my listeners that what we have is NASCAR was developing this program about a year before Dale Earnhardt's death in 2001. But what happened in 2001 is this program was fast-tracked. So while it was already in development prior to this, to that accident, it didn't begin until, I believe, January of 2002. Is that correct?
Correct.
Okay. So it's really neat what NASCAR has done, and they've been very well known for putting driver safety first. And so what we did is we wanted to get with these nurses and ask them various questions as it relates to dentistry. First one is, and either one of you can answer, are drivers allowed to wear their removable appliances such as partials and dentures during a race?
Yes, there's actually has not been any problems. And in reality, we actually don't have too many drivers that actually have partial or plates. And it is one of the questions that we do ask them each year when they're filling out their medical history forms and having their physicals.
So, Lori, you ask them just so that you have it in their records, but it's not really. They can wear them.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay. The other thing is, do drivers wear mouth guards during a race?
Some of them do, and some of them don't. It's just a matter of preference. Their head and face are very well protected. Usually they just use it because of the chatter that's created when they're on a rough track as compared to another one.
So, chatter. So if they don't have a mouth guard in, their teeth chatter together?
Exactly.
Okay. Just certain tracks. So
certain tracks.
So there are some tracks, there are some drivers that wear a mouth guard in every race, and others that just, they know if it's a rough track, they're going to wear a mouth guard?
Right.
So if they do, what kind do they use? Are they custom? Do they go to the, you know, the drugstore and buy them? Do you know?
Most of them are probably custom because they have to be able to talk on the radio and communicate with their team and the school and the tower.
Has a driver ever not raced or gotten out of the car during a race because of a dental problem? So, you know, let's say they have this toothache and they just can't go any farther. They've driven the first 50 laps in a 100-lap race.
As far as we know about that, there has never been a driver that has not raced because of that. Usually most of these drivers are going to do whatever they can to get back into the vehicle, you know. Their job is to race, and that's what they want to do. So not to our knowledge has there ever been a driver that's been out of the car because of the toothache.
Okay.
And I would say probably all the drivers were very careful about their dental and their physical being. So we don't have very many dental caries among our drivers.
Okay. So they value their smile is what you're saying?
Exactly. Especially for the camera.
Well, that's good that they put a premium on their teeth. What type of dental injuries have crew members sustained? And if I guess the question is, are they treated, if there is an injury, are they treated trackside, or they just kind of patch them up and try to find a local dentist, or how does that happen?
We see anything from teeth that should have been taken care of 2 or 3 years ago. We've had caps that have fallen out. We've had bridges that have been broken. And we usually, 99% of the time, know somebody in the area dentist who will be on call for us. And we will send that person to the dentist. And usually there's never any charge. They've all been very nice to us.
Okay, so the person, the crew member, would be brought here,
yes,
into a care center. You would assess and make sure they need care, I guess.
Correct.
And then this dentist that's on call, are they out at their office? Are they here at the track?
Sometimes they're at their office. Sometimes they're at the track. If they have to go to their office, we always make arrangements for them to be driven there.
Okay.
So they're pretty well covered on the road.
Okay.
And I had a situation where we were at the Atlanta Motor Speedway where we had a crew member who was struck in the mouth and had sustained a couple of broken teeth from a lug nut that was hung up into his face. We were fortunate enough on that particular day to have an oral surgeon who happened to be over in the suite who was friends with the infield care center doctor, who we brought him over on a golf cart. The oral surgeon brought him to his office, fixed him up, brought him back to the care center, and then even followed up on the following day with him to make sure that he was still doing okay. So NASCAR's been very, very fortunate that when we travel to each of these local communities that they really do open their arms for us.
That's neat. And one of the things we were talking about earlier is, Holly, I'm very impressed at the system they've set up. They have a doctor that is here and exclusively waiting for use by the NASCAR folks in case of an injury. They have it set up so that, well, maybe I should let you explain, Denise. Tell me what you've set up here.
Usually before we get to the track, we have already set everything up. The helicopter has to be dedicated. The ambulance, ALS ambulance, has to be dedicated to the care center. It cannot be used for anything else except for use of the care center.
Okay.
That assures our drivers or crew members or officials will be taken care of immediately and flown out. Now, the track also has other ways of getting fans to the facilities they need to, whether it be ambulance or whatever. We're mostly involved with just the NASCAR people, the officials, the crews, and the drivers. We also assure that the care center has the proper supplies, the equipment, the proper staffing. So there's a lot of work done before we even get to the track.
Yeah, it sounds like it's, Holly, it's really, really neat what they do. They have a system where when a driver comes in, mm-hmm. they go down. No one is allowed in. They keep it very, very professional. There's a family waiting room. The family of the driver would actually be brought to the room that we are broadcasting from. And I'm just very impressed. And they've done this at every track, this medical liaison system that was set up in 2002. Has been functioning for these last 6 years, so every track has been brought up to the standards that NASCAR is now setting based on Denise and Lori, and I guess there's two other members of your team.
Correct. Mm-hmm. Two other nurses. Now we have four physicians.
So there's four nurses and four physicians.
Correct.
That's really something, Dr. Kavicko. I mean, literally and figuratively, in NASCAR, clearly, things move very quickly. And as Denise and Lori had mentioned, you know, who knows when a lug nut is going to go flying, you know, there as they're working on some of the cars and so forth. And you never know when there could be any kind of, be it a medical or a dental emergency. And to know that they're so well equipped to help out those drivers out at the different raceways, Watkins Glen, where you are today, or at all the other raceways along the NASCAR series, to know that they're so well prepared, ready to go. And I think, Denise, you mentioned that you even have, as you mentioned, a dedicated medical helicopter and so forth. Everything's standing there at the ready for you when those emergencies arise.
Yeah, not only that, they have, if that helicopter leaves, even if it's carrying a driver, they have another helicopter that has to be in the air before this one takes off on its way to the track so that there is another helicopter in the event a second injury would occur. Isn't that neat?
Just absolutely very well planned out. And you know, when you watch on television, you see the NASCAR race going on, you don't necessarily think about the fact that there's this whole medical team that is prepared for any kind of emergency and working long before the race actually gets underway. I want to give a reminder of what our question of the day is today, as Dr. Kavicko is joining us live for Dentally Speaking out of Watkins Glen International Raceway out in Watkins Glen, New York. Our question of the day today is, in the last 6 years, how many NASCAR drivers have sustained a dental injury in those last 6 years? You can call us with your guess at the answer to that question at 821-1230, and also you can submit your questions or your potential answers via email at dentallyspeaking on talk1230@yahoo.com. And with that, we're going to take a quick break, and we'll be back in just a couple of moments with more from Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kavicko.
You make me smile.
You are listening to Talk 1230 WYTS. This is Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kavicko. I'm Holly Hollingsworth, joining you as your guest host for the day, as Dr. Kavicko is reporting to us live from Watkins Glen International Raceway in Watkins Glen, New York. He's out there, and we're sort of taking a NASCAR spin on dentistry today, talking a little bit about how dentistry impacts the drivers, their families, the crew, the fans out at the raceway as the races are going on. Wanted to remind you that all of the shows, Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kavicko, are available on podcast on demand at www.talk1230wyts.com. Just click on air and then click on Dr. Kavicko. You'll be able to listen to previous shows as well as this show shortly after it is completed at 10 o'clock this morning. We told you a little bit earlier that we've got a question of the day. In the last 6 years, how many NASCAR best car drivers, and this includes the Craftsman's Truck Series, the Nationwide Series, the Sprint Nextel Cup Series. How many drivers have sustained a dental injury in the last 6 years? And so we're taking your answers to that question at 821-1230 and also at Dentally Speaking on talk1230@yahoo.com. And we do have a listener response. Dr. Gavicko, as you're joining us live there from Watkins Glen, wanted to let you know that Diane sent us an email. She's guessing that the number of dental injuries to drivers is 30 in the last 6 years. And she had a question as well that she sent us. She wants to know, are Carl Edwards' teeth as pretty as they look on TV? And Dr. Gavicko, the medical staff members joining you there, Denise and Lori, I think we're alluding earlier to the fact that all of the drivers are always more than ready for their on-camera appearance, making sure they look their best. So are his teeth just as great as they look on TV?
What do you guys think?
Oh, definitely.
Yeah.
He has a great smile.
He has
a very good smile.
Lots of head bobbing, up and down, yes. So Diane must be on to something there. Okay, well, let's go ahead. I'm going to ask a few more questions, if that's all right, Holly.
Oh, absolutely.
All right, guys, Lori and Denise, or Denise and Lori, whomever. I have a question. If a driver or a crew member has had dental treatment and they're on narcotics, let's say they had a root canal yesterday and now their race is going on today, are they allowed to race? Or in the case of a crew member, be on the pit crew, or they need to take just Tylenol, Aspirin, or Advil.
Most of our drivers rarely take any medications. They really even hate to take Tylenol or Advil.
Really?
Yes. Yes. They're very concerned about their body and their well-being, as I said before.
So if you have a toothache, you have a toothache.
You have a toothache, correct. We're usually in contact with whoever they're seeing, and they know not to give narcotics unless necessary.
Okay.
If it's going to affect their driving, no, they cannot drive.
Okay. That's the answer I would have expected. On the other hand, I'm thinking the cars are so safe and they have helmets and all that.
Well, they still have to have the ability to be driving at 100% of their ability. So if
right.
they're compromised at all and it's not safe for them to be
racing. The other drivers.
Right.
Yeah. Which
now, we have one driver that may have a toothache, but we have 42 other drivers that are out there that we also need to be concerned about.
Okay.
Dr. Gavicko, let me ask one question real quick based on that response that Denise and Lori gave. If the drivers for NASCAR are reluctant to even take Tylenol or Aspirin or Advil, if they're, you know, that tough that they're just going to see it through and get out there on the racetrack, they must be just very macho. I'm wondering, do they have a higher threshold of pain or a lower threshold of pain? I'm thinking they must be really tough, but boy, when you get a toothache, it can take the toughest person and reduce them down a little bit. So are they as tough as we think they are?
I think they're like most men, they think they're tough. when they're sick or they need to have a needle or blood work done, they turn to little babies.
But they are very, very good athletes.
Yeah.
The majority of drivers nowadays are very well trained physically. You know, a lot of them have their own trainers. They're very good athletes.
Okay. Yeah, because there's been a discussion in the past, are drivers actually athletes? And I don't know, maybe years ago they weren't, but they are now. They're all physically fit. They have to have the stamina to go hours and hours and hours behind that car. And I had a chance a few years back to ride in a car. They have a thing called the Richard Petty driving experience. And as a passenger in a car for just a few laps, I can't imagine doing this for hours and hours. It's demanding.
Mm-hmm.
That was a good question, Holly. Several years ago, and I'm trying to remember, maybe it was just last spring, Michael McDowell flipped his car 11 times in Texas. And did he have any dental-related injuries because of that crash? Was I right? Was it last spring? Not a few months ago, but...
Last spring.
Okay, mm-hmm. Yeah.
No, again, his teeth are perfect. No dental caries, no.
So he flipped 11 times.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. And he walked away with no injuries?
He had a contusion, I think, on one of his ankles, and that was it.
Wow. You know, he's speaking this morning at the Terrace Pavilion. Yeah.
He's a very personable guy. He's very nice, very nice. And he literally, if I had been through a crash like that, I'd be upset. He just walked away from him, and he went back in the car.
I'll be done. I don't know if you've seen that, Holly. Maybe Tom has, but it was a horrendous crash just over and over and over and over again. And I think a lot of people thought that he, you know, might be severely injured.
Mm-hmm.
And, just almost walked away.
NASCAR has implemented the safer barriers, which actually went into place in 2003 as well at most of our racetracks. The Car of Tomorrow, which we're now racing today, actually, you know, NASCAR has mandated a lot of different safety changes, which, again, have all been to assure that the driver is safe in his cockpit.
It's really amazing that they can be made so safe when you're talking about the speeds that they're going and, you know, right down to, you know, as you were talking about earlier, Dr. Kavitko, whether or not they're wearing, you know, a mouth guard or not. You know, you're worrying about not only sustaining dental injury, you know, perhaps broken bones and so forth, and yet they can do all of this, you know, be great athletes and come out of a situation like that, like you said, with barely a scratch, just absolutely amazing.
Yeah, NASCAR is to be commended for that, wouldn't you say?
Oh, completely. And in fact, that's why I'm really so interested for Denise and Lori to be there with you, because I think that's where, you know, a lot of the hard work is done and being prepared, making sure that all of the medical needs for all of the drivers are anticipated, that they're ready for anything and ready to take care of any emergency, as we mentioned, medical or dental, should it arise. We're going to take a break here real quick. You are listening to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kavitko on Talk 1230 WYTS. We'll be back in
just
good Sunday morning, Central Ohio. This is Talk 1230 WYTS, and you're listening to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kavitko. I'm Holly Hollingsworth, serving as your guest host for the day today, as Dr. Kavitko is out in Watkins Glen, New York, at Watkins Glen International Raceway, where the Centurion Boats at the Glen will be going off this afternoon, scheduled to anyway, if the weather permits over there. We're talking today about the dental side of NASCAR, and our question of the day today is, in the last 6 years, how many NASCAR drivers have sustained a dental injury? Now, we know that they're in a dangerous sport there, but how many sustained a dental injury? We've been taking your responses to that question and also your other questions at 821-1230. Again, that number is 821-1230. And also you can submit your thoughts, questions, and ideas at Dentally Speaking on Talk 1230 at yahoo.com. And Dr. Kavitko, we just had a listener response from Jen. She called from Columbus during the break. Her guess for the question of the day is 12 NASCAR drivers having sustained dental injuries in the last 6 years. But she also had another very important question, Dr. Kavitko. She wants to know, is Jimmy Johnson single? And in fact, she also wanted to know, if he is, could you give him her phone number? And I do have her phone number here for you in case Jimmy Johnson is single. So your members of the medical team that are there with you, interviewing with you today, Denise and Lori, maybe they can help you answer that question.
No, Jimmy is married, and he has a beautiful wife.
Okay, well, tough luck for Jen, then. Unfortunately, yes. We can't be passing along the phone number today. But, you know, it's funny. I wouldn't necessarily think, when I think NASCAR drivers, I just think, you know, that they're focused in on racing, so they're not really thinking about, you know, even their physical health, and certainly not necessarily thinking about their dental health. But Dr. Kavitko, it sounds like Denise and Lori are really indicating to you today that they are true athletes, and they're very concerned that they're in their best medical, physical, and dental shape when they're out there racing.
Yeah, I think that there's maybe a distinction between the drivers and the crew, would you say? There's a different feeling there. The drivers are basically celebrities. They have a lot of photo shoots, and you maybe see more, have more concerns with the officials. The officials that wear those white uniforms that check to make sure all the lug nuts were on, or tell them if pit road is open or closed. And then the pit crew, what would you say?
Yes, we tend to see more dental caries among those two groups because most work 7 days a week.
They do?
A lot of people think that once the race is over, they go home and have a few days off, but they don't. They go immediately back to their shop, and they prepare for the next weekend.
Oh.
And the officials are the same way. They have things they need to do at home when they're off from the racetrack. But a lot of those do work 7 days a week. It's very, very difficult for them to get to positions or somebody dental parents that they have to be seen.
Well, that leads me to another question that I had, and basically it's how do drivers, officials, and crew members and their traveling family members deal with dental problems on the road? Because if they're working 7 days a week and they're in a different city every week, it sounds like it's tough.
It's very tough. We are really not responsible for crew members, although we do assist them.
Okay.
They need resources. Officials, we are responsible for. And if they have the dental care, of course, they come in with the pain, and we always make arrangements for them to be seen Monday when they get back or early Tuesday morning. They can just get over to the physician's office or dental office, be seen, and then they're back on track again.
So how many people, I'm trying to think, how many drivers, how many officials are there that you are responsible for?
Well, we probably have about 450 active drivers in our database right now, and we have about 240 officials that ultimately we are responsible for.
About 700 individuals you guys are responsible
for. Correct.
Wow, that's a lot.
When you really think about it, Dr. Gavicko, I mean, for any average person, for the rest of us, I think it's always difficult for people to make the time. You know, we know that we need to go for our dental checkups, and lots of folks, I think, are guilty of not making time as much as they should to go regularly. And I just can't imagine, you know, how much conversation Denise and Lori might hear from the drivers and the officials, you know, how on earth they ever keep up with those regular routine things they know they need to do when they've got so many work demands. And like Denise mentioned, you know, they're working 7 days a week in some cases. Do they ever talk about how tough it is to remember to schedule those appointments and so forth?
Oh, sure it is. I mean, even when they're having pain and they know that they're uncomfortable, they're still trying to find the time, you know, to actually get to the dentist office especially. And you know, we try very, very hard to remind them all to try and get primary care physicians to have their dentist at home so that if they do have any type of emergency, that they have established a relationship with somebody. So if they're able to pick up the phone and hope that the doctors in the dentist offices are aware of their busy schedules, you know, most of them are very, very good on making the time for them to get into the offices, which is the whole purpose and why we stress to them so much in establishing a relationship, you know, with your own private doctor and dentist.
It's just as true for them as it is for the rest of us, I think. You know, if your life is such, you know, you feel your life is busy, there's always a greater likelihood that you're going to have, you know, a dentist or a physician, someone who's going to be able to, as you suggested, you know, make some extra time for you or some special arrangements because they know, you know, what your life is like. They've seen you numbers of times over numbers of years and can really sort of cater and know your history and know what kind of response you need from them.
Yeah, I mean, if they're just going to blow into town and blow back out of town, and I have patients like that. I have these truck drivers, these two women truck drivers,
mm-hmm.
and they'll what's up, and they'll say, we're going to be coming through Columbus the third week of September. Is there any chance you could see us? And what we'll do is we'll maybe even open up some hours we would have been closed otherwise
mm-hmm.
just to take them. And so I bet dentists around the country would do the same for your day. And I think what Denise and Lori have done, they've actually elevated the overall health, dental and medical, of these workers who may be used to avoid their dental care and their medical care, just kind of go as needed or go when they were in pain or sick.
Mm-hmm.
Encourage them to have a regular physician and a regular dentist.
I'm sorry. I'd say that 20-25% of our officials did not have a primary care physician 6 years ago. And I would say that's been raised to 85-90% now have their own primary care physician.
It's important for all of us. We will be going to a break in just a moment here. Wanted to remind you about our question of the day today on Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kavitko. Today's question is, in the last 6 years, how many NASCAR drivers, including the Craftsman Truck Series, Nationwide Series, and Sprint Nextel Cup Series, how many drivers have sustained a dental injury? We're taking your responses at 821-1230. This is Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kavitko, and we'll be right back. This is Talk 1230 WYTS. You're listening to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kavitko. Good Sunday morning to you. I'm Holly Hollingsworth, serving as your guest host today because Dr. Kavitko is reporting to us live this morning from Watkins Glen International Raceway in Watkins Glen, New York, where our topic today is the dental side of NASCAR. Dr. Kavitko is live in the infield care center there with two members of the medical liaison team, the NASCAR medical liaison team. Denise and Lori are two of the folks, the professionals, nurses who help take care of the drivers, the officials, the crew members, and probably even the fans, I would imagine. And Dr. Kavitko, we had a question of the day today. We were asking how many NASCAR drivers in, say, the last 6 years, how many have sustained a dental injury? And why don't you ask your guests over there, Dr. Kavitko, what the answer is to our question of the day?
Sure, and you know what? It's really neat, this week's question, Holly, because I get the answer from the people who know best. rather than a poll, which we usually pull our questions from, we actually are able to ask the people that know. So, Denise Meeks, Laura Sampson, what is the answer to our question of the day?
The answer is one driver in the past 6 years.
One driver. We had guesses of 30 and 12. Holly, what do you think? Does that sound low to you?
That sounds very low, and I'm wondering if there was only one in the last 6 years, ladies, was it one that sticks out in your memory? I mean, was this a cataclysmic dental injury of some sort?
Yes, he lost three or four of his front teeth, and when I was speaking with him, he said he really doesn't think it was related to his helmet. He didn't hit the steering wheel. He just bit down quite intensively, and the teeth, you know, automatically came out. I really don't know. He said he doesn't know. But he doesn't feel that was anything that was caused by his mouth hitting anything.
Hmm. So even not even really necessarily a part of what we would perceive as the dangers of NASCAR, just something that sort of happened. And was he able to sort of bounce back from that? I mean, Dr. Kavicka, the way that dentistry is today, the magic of dentistry, I'm sure that probably to look at that driver now, you probably wouldn't even be able to tell. He's probably got it all taken care of and cosmetics and so forth in their place, and he probably looks great, yes?
Yeah.
He has another beautiful smile. And certainly with the devices that we have nowadays for the drivers, all the drivers are required to wear full face helmets. They also have what we have as HANS, the head and neck restraint, which all of the drivers are actually mandated by NASCAR also to wear again, which, again, is there for their protection. And it actually, they have, you know, 6x6-point harness belts that they're all required to wear. Which really kind of protects them from most of it, especially the HANS. You're going to get that forward protection where their head is not going to go jerking forward even when they're coming to an abrupt stop. With the use of the belts and the HANS and the helmet, it's trying to keep the body as much in a forward movement and limit that amount of forward movement as it possibly can. They're going to get jarred around a little bit more on the side impact. But now with the head surrounds being as beefed up as they are, the drivers are very, very well protected once they're in their seats.
Yeah, the HANS device was in use prior to Dale Earnhardt Sr.'s death by some drivers, but not yet mandated. And then after his death, it became clear that had I think the thinking is if he had been wearing a HANS device, he would not have been killed in that crash. And what the HANS does is it puts over their shoulders and straps to their torso, but then most importantly is the helmet is attached to it. And that's why drivers have to have spotters, because they can't turn their head. They can only turn their head, what, a few inches in either direction?
Right.
Yeah. So it basically limits whiplash, you know, that direction, that injury that you think of as whiplash.
Mm-hmm. Would that then also, Dr. Kavicka, would that help cut down on the number of dental-related injuries? I mean, if there's only been one dental injury to a NASCAR driver in the last 6 years, then something must certainly be to credit for such a low number of dental injuries.
I'm going to let Denise answer that or lower.
Definitely.
Yeah. They're both shaking their heads, so they both answered. It seems like it is the device that has...
Between the helmet, the HANS device actually gets strapped underneath all of their belts, so they're really held very, very tightly into their seat. So certainly it is not anticipated that their head is going to be able to touch that steering wheel.
Right.
Nowadays, which is nuts.
Sounds like we should all wear one when we drive around on the highway.
You know, I was thinking that same thing, Dr. Kavicka, even as you were mentioning it and as Denise and Lori were describing the way they're belted in. I mean, you know, we're not maybe reaching the speeds on 270 here on the outer belt that the NASCAR drivers are reaching, but sometimes it gets sort of close up there in high speeds and you know, even with all of our side airbags, I don't know that you and I are as protected in our car against, you know, dental injury as Denise suggested, you know, sort of hitting a steering wheel or something in the case of an impact. It's awfully easy to wind up sustaining some type of a dental injury if you're in some kind of fender bender.
I've actually heard that the drivers are a little more nervous driving on public roads than they are in the race cars. Would that be a safe zone?
I'm sorry, I don't know if I made that.
Yeah. No. I have asked that they drive as fast on the road as they do on the track.
How did they answer that question?
You know what else, Holly? You know, we do have some people driving those speeds. Remember the where they were racing from, what, on I-71 from the Polaris? exit up to Delaware. Remember that about a month ago?
Oh, yeah. It was just a few weeks ago, and apparently they were trying to turn a regular interstate into a raceway, and I think everybody all spoke in one chorus when they said, no, we'd really prefer that you not use our interstates as a raceway. Go somewhere like where Dr. Kavitko is today out at Watkins Glen if you want to see a good raceway. Not on our interstates, please.
Oh, and by the way, I did in the summer. My wife and I came to Watkins Glen, and we were able to drive the track 3 laps.
Oh, my.
In our own car, though. but it was kind of fun, and it gives you the idea of what the track is really about.
Well, and that may be all the racing that we see today, depending on how the weather cooperates with you there in Watkins Glen. We're going to take one more quick break here. You're listening to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kavitko. We'll be right back. Good morning. This is Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kavitko. I'm Holly Hollingsworth, serving as your guest host for the day. Dr. Kavitko is reporting to us live from Watkins Glen International Raceway in Watkins Glen, New York. We're talking today about the dental side of NASCAR, and Dr. Kavitko is joined by a couple of guests over in the Infield Care Center of Watkins Glen Raceway. Denise Meeks and Lori Simpson, I'm hoping that I said that correctly, are two of the nurses who help care for the drivers and the officials, and we're talking a little bit about how dentistry comes into play with NASCAR. Dr. Kavitko, I know I mentioned there's been a little bit of rain out there. How does it look? Do you think that that race is going to go off today, this afternoon?
The weather report is not looking good. It's supposed to rain, start raining at 1. It rained terribly overnight, a couple thunderstorms. And however, you know, NASCAR, they'll get those dryers out. They'll dry up the track if at all possible, and they'll try to get this race run.
Very good. It sounds like Denise and Lori are always busy whether the race goes or not.
Yes, they are. They are very, very busy. We're going to move on with some of our questions because there's something that we wanted to kind of clarify. And the question is, what about dental problems with the fans on race day? Say someone falls and cracks a tooth or something. How are those cases handled?
The NASCAR Medical Liaison Department is responsible, once again, for the drivers and the officials, and like you said, we do assist the crew. As far as the fans at the racetrack, we actually leave that up to the great staff that we have, you know, have here at each of the infield care centers. So any emergencies or any incidents or accidents that the fans may have while they're at a racetrack are handled locally by the infield care centers. Some of our infield care centers also have, most of our tracks actually have outside first aid stations where, if a fan is injured, that they have that ability. There's certainly the EMS and the ambulances. The racetracks really have a fantastic system in place that if an injured fan, that they will receive proper care.
So is a driver treated at the same place as a fan?
In some of our racetracks, yes. Some of our racetracks have infield care centers that only take care of the drivers, and then there's other racetracks that will have the infield care center does provide both care for the fan as well as the driver. If they do that, we do have a separate area in which the drivers are taken care of.
But the medical liaison team of NASCAR, you only do the drivers and the officials?
Correct.
Okay. I'm just curious, does NASCAR provide dental insurance for you guys? Do the
NASCAR provides dental insurance to anybody who is employed by NASCAR.
Which is not the drivers.
Correct. Most people think the drivers are employed by NASCAR, but they're not. They're employed by the team owners.
Okay.
The people that own the team. So it's up to each individual team to acquire that insurance.
Okay. Okay. And then I have another question, and that is, I'm curious, if a driver already has a toothache, the vibrations of that track or being in the car, does that make it worse? Have you ever had anybody complain about, you know, that you said how tough they were and they're going to be in that car regardless, but does this exacerbate their tooth pain if trying to make it through a race?
I would think it would, but you'll find most of the drivers, if they have a toothache, they're going to come in before that race and get something to hold them over until they complete the race.
Okay. So that would be care coming in?
Well, we have, if it's a toothache that they're having, and hopefully if it's something that they're actually being so care doc here may be able to go ahead and numb that area
to
get them through that, you know, the next couple of hours. Again, you know, we do have that ability, and one of our NASCAR doctors that does travel with us, Dr. Bobby Lewis, we're fortunate enough to sometimes also when he's with us, he's an oral surgeon as well, and had done dentistry before, so it's great when he has traveled with us. that he can sometimes assist the doctors here at the Infield Care Center in dentistry problems.
Right.
But, you know, most of the time, they're going to take care of those issues ahead of time. I mean,
right.
We usually will hear about it before the actual race, but I'm sure some of these racetracks and the rough surfaces, that if they were to have a toothache, it certainly would be exacerbated by the...
I'm sorry, Denise, you look like you had a comment.
Yes, I did have one driver, I think it was in Kansas, that had a severe toothache. And we arranged for them before the race to see the dental company that was out locally in that area. And they fixed him up.
Good as new.
Back in the race before it even started.
Dr. Kavitko, we're going to wish all the drivers out there at Watkins Glen the best of luck in their race today. And we thank our guests, Denise Meeks and Lori Simpson, from the Infield Care Center out there at Watkins Glen Raceway and the NASCAR medical liaison team. This is Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kavitko, and we will hear you again and talk to you again next week. Have a wonderful Sunday.